Jumping out of a DeLorean and pretending to be a James Bond are just a few things that Oz Griebel has done in his business advocacy work. These days, Griebel is an unaffiliated candidate for governor. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche has this profile of the Hartford resident.
The plan was to attach Oz Griebel to a cable, then lower him onto the stage. Make it look like he was wearing a jetpack and flying around. Jim Foy remembers asking Griebel to do it.
And he said, "Why am I doing that?" And I said, "Well, it's a 007 thing. We want to like make a fake jetpack and lower you down. It won't cost us any money, and they can do it at the Bushdown." He was like, "Fine." It was like right away, fine.
It was a 007 theme because the year was 2007. At the time, Griebel was heading the Metro Hartford Alliance. It's a business advocacy group, and they were planning for their annual meeting. Foy was on the company's communications team. Even though the James Bond stunt never went down, Foy says Griebel wasn't afraid to make fun of himself to support the Alliance's work.
If he had an ego, I never saw it. You know, he's like, "Oz, do you want to do this?" He was like, "Yes." I don't think a lot of people would do those kinds of things.
He remembers Griebel not watching too many movies, being big on baseball, and standing up at his desk while he worked. He also remembers the day he told Griebel that he was thinking about moving to California to pursue a career in screenwriting.
You know, he looked at me and he said, "Listen, this is what you want to do. Don't get into a situation where you're 80 years old and you go, 'Damn, I should have left the Alliance and done this.' Go do it. It's the right thing." He was just very straightforward with me. And, it really meant a lot to hear that from him.
Nadine West worked with Griebel for 15 years at the Alliance. She says he's a supportive leader who is respectful when he disagrees with you.
When he disagrees with you, he will tell you why. He will seek to offer you a different perspective on things. He will try to get two people in a room who have differing opinions.
West recalls a time years ago when she was feeling down when Al Gore lost the presidential election in 2000.
When I was devastated over an outcome of an election, he came into my office and he said, "The Republic will survive." And I remember looking at him and thinking, "Seriously, dude? I'm crying right now." You know, he'd make these declarations and then he'd have this twinkle in his eye and you could not help but just smile and think more positively about what was happening.
She says she recalled that advice again when Donald Trump won in 2016. Griebel has run into some bumps during this election season. In September, the head of his campaign was arrested for embezzling about $500,000 from his former employer. Griebel also wasn't invited to earlier debates because his poll numbers weren't high enough. Peter Arrakis is a retired lawyer who used to work for Lego, and he occasionally worked with Griebel. He says Griebel's strength is that he knows policy, but he could show his fun side more often.
Oz sometimes comes across as a very highly focused policy geek, and you know, when you see him in the debates or you actually see him talking generally, you know, it would be nice to see that, you know, a smile or, a relaxing of that once in a while. But, you know, he's very, very focused on policy.
Griebel has been invited to more recent debates, and his supporters say that's helped him get better name recognition. But Griebel doesn't want to be known. He wants to be governor.
They get this all about electability, you're a spoiler, blah, blah, blah. If you hear it one more time, I start throwing stuff at the wall. I didn't make the decision last August to run for governor to enhance my obituary.
Some of his supporters have said he's been a little too serious, but recently he's been loosening up. At a recent event in Hartford, Griebel laid out his entire platform and then started to emphasize the importance of working together. He tried to squeeze in some humor to lighten the mood.
"We need you to call the Speaker of the House. We need you to call the Senate President. We need you to call your state reps and senators to move this forward. This will not happen simply because I'm elected. I mean, I know I'm a genius. I know I'm good looking. But by myself, I cannot do this."
But he does have to get elected first. The last time a third-party candidate was elected governor in Connecticut was Lowell Weicker in 1990. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.
Oz Griebel faces Republican Bob Stefanowski, Democrat Ned Lamont, Libertarian Rod Hanscom, as well as Mark Stuart Greenstein, who created his own party to support his candidacy. This is WNPR.